The Senate Education and Health Committee passed a repeal of the mandatory ultrasound requirement for women seeking an abortion. Democratic Senator Mamie Locke of Hampton is the bill's patron.
For the first time, the state has said that a woman, even if she does not want the procedure, has to undergo the procedure. If the doctor and the woman decide that this is a procedure that's needed, then let them make that decision, not the Commonwealth of Virginia.
A Republican amendment would have eliminated the mandate to perform the procedure, but would have kept a provision that required doctors, should they choose to perform an ultrasound, to offer to show the woman the image. It's a compromise Democrats proposed when they were in the minority, but rejected yesterday.
My concern was that even if we accepted that amendment, the same six people were going to vote no on that bill.
The committee also approved a bill that would allow coverage for abortions through health insurance plans purchased through Virginia's Federal Exchange. The two bills are unlikely to go anywhere in the Republican-controlled House of Delegates. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.